This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
آلي وصحبي وسلم تسليما كثيرا. سبحان الله. سورة الأنبياء. Just my beloved قارئ إفضال was reciting صلاة التراويح. Such a very powerful surah. Just like all the Meccan surahs, there are surahs that were revealed in the Meccan period. We call them the Meccan surahs. And there are surahs that were revealed in Al-Madinah, and we call them the Madaniyan surahs. Even though I love the entire Quran, but the Meccan surahs have such a special place in my heart. Because in the Meccan surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always speaks about this concept of tawheed, monotheism. And the ulama and the scholars said that there are three branches of this aspect of tawheed. The first branch is tawheed al-uluhiyya, is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only God. And the second branch of tawheed is tawheed al-rububiyya, is to believe that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. And then the last branch of tawheed is tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat, is to believe in Allah's names and attributes. So again, there are three branches. Tawheed al-uluhiyya, to believe that Allah is the only worthy of worship, only God worthy of worship. Tawheed al-rububiyya is to believe in the oneness of Allah. Tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat is to believe in the names of Allah and attributes. In the Meccan surahs, Allah always speaks about this. Always speaks about this concept of iman. Speaks about how a human being, without this aspect of faith, they're literally nothing. Nothing. And he speaks about the first 13 years of the da'wah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad was so focused to nail this aspect of iman in the Sahaba's hearts. Just iman. He was focusing just yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. And subhanallah, when Bilal ibn Rabah, his meat was cocked in the hot sand of Mecca, he used to say, "Ahadun ahad, one one." Why? Because this is the only thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him. And that was so powerful to sacrifice his life. Surah Al-Anbiya is all about sacrifice. The Prophet's sacrifice. Prophet Ibrahim's sacrifice. Prophet Ayyub's sacrifice. Prophet Musa's sacrifice. All prophets, because they had this concept of iman nailed in their hearts, they sacrificed their lives. Now, what about us, brothers and sisters? How much we can sacrifice? Because, yes, we have iman, alhamdulillah, we believe in Allah. That's good. But that comes with a price that we need to pay. It comes with a price that we need to pay. And this concept of sacrifice, we should ask ourselves, how much we're willing to sacrifice for our deen? Obviously, we're not going to match the prophets and the anbiya. But how much me and you can even today sacrifice, and believe me, this is not a fundraising, but how much we can open our pockets and give sadaqat, just like a sacrifice for our deen. How much we can be tired to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to come for salat al-taraweeh, and we go home and we make sure that we continue salat al-tahajjud, and we make sure that we make our max ibadahs during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. How much we can be uncomfortable speaking to our relatives that we have been not talking to for a long time. And it's so hard to actually, you know, pick up the phone and speak to them. It's so hard. But how much we can sacrifice? If we're talking about Surah Al-Anbiya, it's all about sacrifice, brothers and sisters. It's all about this concept of sacrifice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sacrifice. The companion is sacrifice. Throughout the Quran, I highly recommend you and me to focus in the Meccan surahs when Allah speaks about the sacrifice and the tawheed. It's all about it. Well, this Quran is for us to apply it. It's not for entertainment. It's not for entertainment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the stories of the prophets, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتْ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. It's for your heart to be firm, وَمَوْعِظَةً, and a reminder for the believers. So it's a reminder for us. It's not for entertainment. These stories are not for entertainment. These stories is for reminders for the believers. So we say, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Al-Iman, brothers and sisters, and I will end with this, inshallah ta'ala. Al-Iman, like what the scholars defined, هُوَ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ, is what's nailed in someone's heart, but the actions have to demonstrate it. So it's all again about the sacrifice. How much we're willing to sacrifice in this Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. And when we're willing to sacrifice, eventually, this concept of taqwa will build up that we were speaking about yesterday. This shield, this spiritual shield will develop. Because after Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be having not the same level of discomfort to sacrifice just like before. That is the time, brothers and sisters. Ramadan, in the last few nights, let's ask ourselves this question. How much we are willing to sacrifice for our deen? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who put the ultimate sacrifice. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عدد ما أحاط به علمه وخط به قلمه وأحصاه كتابه. وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى الصحابة والتابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.